Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about life, about living a not so ordinary life, even in the midst of the ordinary stuff of life. And sometimes it feels like life is just ordinary, that things just go on and they happen and we move from day to day and week to week and year to year and then it's over. But God's design is that we would live a life that is not only filled with the mundane things, but is actually beyond ordinary because it's a life that we have in Christ. And he says that he came, Jesus, to give life and life to the full or life abundantly. And so throughout this week in our devotion time, we're going to be sharing together different aspects of the life that God wants us to have. And other than Mondays, when we looked at a verse out of Deuteronomy about choosing life, the rest of this week will focus in on verses from Psalms. And the psalmist had a lot to say about life. And when you consider specifically David's life and the way that he lived and how God used him and the ups and downs and triumphs and disasters that all encompassed his life, he's probably a good person to listen to understand how God wants us to live regardless of our circumstances. And so today we're going to be talking and praying about a blameless life. Might not quite be what you anticipate, but it could be. Anyhow, Psalm 26:1, "Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have led a blameless life. I have trusted in the Lord without wavering." Now, just to put it out there, to be clear as we begin, the blameless life is not a perfect life. It's not a sinless life. It ought to be a life that sins less, but David, in no sense of the word, was sinless. He was not perfect. The only one that lived on earth that could be described in either of those ways was Jesus. But in the midst of accusations, in the midst of trouble, in the midst of so much negative stuff of life, David cries out and calls for God to vindicate him, to take up his cause, to hold him up as just and right, because he has led a blameless life. And I believe the last part of the verse describes or indicates how that's possible, how he could make such a claim. Without looking specifically to see if there's indication of when this psalm was written, you could definitely look at various parts of David's life, and from a human perspective, no, you're not blameless. You're in the midst of this because of a consequence of sin, because of the consequence of your action. You could say that about all of us at a variety of times. But those were generally things that David and God dealt with together. The problem is when individuals come along and accuse God's servants of wrongdoing, our first reaction as humans is typically to defend ourselves, or to lash back or to do something. And this blameless life is one that recognizes that it's our trust in God that makes that possible. And so for that to work, that trust must be maintained even in the process of vindication. And so the psalmist writes and he calls out to God that God would do the vindication, God would set things right. Because even in this regard, there was a blameless life being lived. Not a life without sin, but a life that accusations would not stick to. As Christians, we would look at that as being clothed in Christ. We can live a blameless life, not because we're perfect, not because we don't sin, but because we're clothed in Christ and the accusations, well, they bounce off of Him. They have nowhere to land on Him. They have nowhere to take root. And so our blameless life can be lived not because of our goodness or righteousness, but because we are found in Christ and we trust in the Lord. We trust in His work. We trust in His promises. We trust in His mercy. We trust in His salvation. So as we live life, it's not that we can do whatever we want. It's not that we can offend people on purpose and just live life ignorant of all that's going on and say, well, I'm blameless. God's got this. It involves that trust in God, a trust, as the old song says, the trust that is lived with obedience. We find that blameless life when we trust and obey. I think that when we realize that they're tied together, we begin to understand that this blameless life is a life that's lived in pursuit of God. It's a life that's lived trying to please and honor Him with our actions and our words and our thoughts. It's a blameless life because we've done our part in maintaining a purity and maintaining a connection with God and maintaining a life that with the help of His Spirit follows the instructions of His Word. David's not crying out to be vindicated and to claim a blameless life because he knows he's good. He's calling out to be vindicated and he's claiming a blameless life because he knows God to be good. And that even in the midst of great sin, David continually turns back to God. Think of his sin with Bathsheba and then having Bathsheba's husband killed in battle. And as most humans do, there was an attempt to hide. I mean, that's why Uriah ended up being killed, was this attempt to hide his sin, David's sin. But when confronted, when brought face to face with it by a prophet of God, David recognized the importance of repentance. He recognized the value of being right with God. He recognized the need to agree with God. And so David could write psalms that say, wash me and I will be whiter than snow. Cleanse me and I will be pure. And when we realize that's the nature of this blameless life is based on our trust, obedience, and repentance, we recognize it's attainable. And so we live life doing things in godly ways. Not just good things that we ought to be doing, but also repentant things. And God's desire for every one of us is that we lived clothed in Christ in such a way that we are vindicated. The accusations of the enemy have nowhere to stick. And we live trusting in God to make all things right. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. It has given us what we need in order to live this blameless life. Something we can't do on our own. Something no one other than Jesus was able to do here on earth or will be able to do. We all sin. We all fall short of your glory. We all have reason to be blamed, for accusations to stick. And it's only our trust in you, it's only our willingness to trust and obey, to live life in a way that allows the blood of Jesus to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, that we're able to cry out to you for vindication, we're able to claim a blameless life in your sight, because we are allowing you and following you in how we live, in how we think, in how we speak. And God, today I pray that our trust in you would lead us on paths that we talked about last week, paths that are right and filled with life. And God, that those paths that we walk would be paths where the accusations of the enemy are likely not stopped, but they don't take hold. That the people that know us, that specifically you, would be able to say, no, that's not right. This is my child. And Father, for those times where the accusations may have merit, may our repentance, may our turning to you still lead us to be able to have that blameless life. And so God, today, cleanse us. Re-engage our commitment to trusting you. Continually fill us, not simply with the presence of your Spirit, but with the fruit of your Spirit. And may our walk with you lead us in those paths of righteousness for your name's sake. That this blameless life would not simply be about us getting off the hook, but it would be about us representing Jesus well, about lifting up your name. And so God, today, help us to lift up Jesus in all ways so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.